Hi, I'm Dr. Pam Peek, and welcome to episode 121 of Her, the podcast all about women, where we share the naked truth about her mind, her body, her life, and her empowerment as a mama. All about fitness. Well, before we start the episode, just know that it's made possible by our wonderful friends at Smarty Pants Women's Complete Vitamins. They're delicious once-a-day gummies that contain the complete vitamin, mineral, folate, and omega mix customized for women. Trust me, you won't forget to take them because they taste so great. To learn more, go to SmartyPantsVitamins.com. And just a quick reminder, please hop on over to iTunes after our episode, because this one's going to be great, and rate this podcast, review us, because I read these things. I love to hear from you. It's all about feedback, you know. All right, it's time for Her.
Her, the podcast.
The naked truth about women.
Her mind, her body, her life. It's all about her.
Oh, my goodness gracious. So, how do you plan for a pregnancy to stay fit and healthy, and then post-pregnancy, oh boy, let's regroup? You know, there are some tricks of the trade out there, and there's no one better to do it than Lisa Druxman, who became a mom and an entrepreneur. She was looking for a way to blend her passion for fitness with motherhood. You know, as she says, I decided to create a workout that I could do with my baby. I didn't want to miss a moment of his new life, but also knew I needed to take care of myself. Well, it just really worked all the way around. And now she leads a business that brings exercise, companionship, it's called a sisterhood, and support to tens of thousands of moms across the country, with more than 1,500 instructors and 300 franchisees. It's called Stroller Strides, and it grew over the years and added Fit for Baby, its prenatal classes, and Body Back, classes for any stage of motherhood. All of the classes now make up the Fit for Mom brand. She's got a book too. Yep, always have a book. The Empowered Mama: How to Reclaim Your Time and Yourself While Raising a Happy, Healthy Family. Oh, my goodness gracious, Lisa. I'm exhausted just listening to all this stuff. How in the heck did you put all that together?
Well, it didn't happen overnight by any means. I've been a mom for 16 years, but thank you so much for sharing it, and thank you for having me on your show.
All right. So why did you write the book, The Empowered Mama?
You know, I get a chance to meet women all across the country, speak to thousands of women when I go visit our Fit for Mom classes. And every single mom I meet, no matter what stage of motherhood, tells me she is overwhelmed, tells me she's exhausted. And I just believe so much in the power of moms. I believe that we are creating a ripple effect of health for our family, and that we need to figure out how to put that oxygen mask on ourselves first. Like, I think every mom has heard that metaphor and they're like, yeah, that sounds great, but how do I actually do it? I made a lot of mistakes in growing my own business and taking care of myself. And so I share the lessons I've learned so that hopefully we can get moms out of overwhelm and into their own life of health and happy.
Well, you know, what really got you to establish a company? I mean, it's enough to write a book, but to take it all the way to Fit for Mom, I mean, that's a lot of work. Did anyone ever mentor you through this? Is this something that just, I mean, when was that moment when you said, you know, I'm doing a company?
Well, you know, it started as just a passion of my heart. It started because I was a brand new mom 16 years ago and I needed a connection. I knew nothing about motherhood. I had questions about sleeping and nursing and all the things. And as a fitness professional, I knew I could help moms get back in shape. Most moms I meet are not real happy with their body after having a baby. So I figured, all right, I'm going to start this stroller-based workout where I can help them get back in shape and they can help me with all the things I needed to know about motherhood. And I guess I wasn't alone, because this is before Facebook, Pam. The word just spread. And so we started getting requests from all over the country from women who wanted to start classes or join the classes. And so I knew it needed to become a business. I knew that other moms deserved that connection and that support and that community. And from a business perspective, I knew other moms deserve to find a way to blend their passion with fitness and motherhood and have careers that are supportive of motherhood. I don't think there's enough out there. So it was just a win all the way around.
I love it. This is fantastic. So let's dive in here. All right. First, what kind of shape should you be in before you get pregnant? I mean, you know, yes, of course, everyone sort of, you know, spontaneously kind of, you know, says, well, let's not overplan this and whatever happens, happens. But really between you and me, isn't it sort of a better thing, right, for people to already be in pretty good shape to start with? Talk to me about inspiring women about this.
Yeah, I mean, I'm careful not to should on our clients, S-H-O-U-L-D. Because let's face it, lots of us wind up pregnant without necessarily planning it. And so then you just deal with what you got and you start moving forward. But if you know that you want to get pregnant, I mean, I think of it as a metaphor like, you know, planting a garden. You're going to be better off if you are putting nutrients in that soil and it's organic and it's well tended rather than that it's all dried out, right? It's just a matter of starting to take care of yourself. So it's everything you and I connect with all of our clients at every stage of life, male or female. We want you to take care of your health. And certainly the better health you are, the easier it's going to be during your pregnancy and the easier it's going to be afterwards.
Yeah, there's no question. And, you know, we already know that if you're in poor health to start with, as it were, meaning that, quite frankly, you're sedentary, you know, you're overweight, relatively speaking, you know, it could be anything from 20, you know, on, and, you know, certainly obesity, we already know, contributes to a tremendous amount of sickness during pregnancy, and including diabetes, gestational diabetes, etc. So it's really important to know that you're not just taking care of yourself. You're getting ready to take care of a little one, too. And that little one's going to be a piece of you. And so however you go, the little one goes, and the little one is helpless. And so, you know, if you're having issues, that's all special. But, you know, whatever's going through your mind about how you take care of yourself is most definitely going to affect that baby. And medical science now shows that there's powerful evidence that as mom goes, so goes the child.
Yeah, I learned about epigenetics from attending a lecture from you that I thought was so powerful. And so we do want moms to take care of their own health because it's something that we pass on physically through the cells of our body. But then it's also going to be just in habit and what they get to see and how they're raised. And so if we want our kids to be healthier, if we want our kids to eat better, to move more, to stress less, to laugh more, it's all going to start with mom.
Well, you know, you say that so powerfully. You also said one of my favorite words, epigenetics, which is in my latest book, in The Hunger Fix. And, you know, really, at the end of the day, what it is you are not your genetics. Whatever your genes are, that's real special. But each of those genes that gives you a tendency toward whatever kind of disease or body shape or size or whatever, all of that's malleable. That means that each of those genes actually has like a dimmer switch on it. And based upon the environment and lifestyle choices that you have in your life, you're going to affect how that gene talks to the rest of the body. So if you have a gene for obesity, which is extremely common out there, you could turn that down big time by being more physically active, by eating well, by getting that sleep, by practicing stress resilience, all the rest of those great things. So there's great hope here. So you're not, you know, locked into this. So whatever you do, okay, is so powerfully important to the future destiny of that child. And so long before you become pregnant, get it together, girlfriends. And then as you're becoming pregnant, as you're pregnant, it's really important to stay on top of it too. You know, a lot of women have problems with that, Lisa. You know, I'm pregnant. Oh my God. You know, I'm putting on weight, you know. So what do you tell them? What do you say in The Empowered Mama?
Well, first of all, you're getting me so excited, Pam, because I love this stuff so much. It's so great. But for pregnancy, you know, it's not a state of sickness. And I wish that all doctors were as progressive as you are. There is still so much misinformation out there. There's old information about what kind of heart rate you're supposed to do, which is now totally out the window. And, you know, it used to be that you weren't supposed to, like if you were a sedentary person, that you shouldn't start exercising during pregnancy. We now know that is actually not the case. You can start exercising as long as there's no contraindications at any stage of pregnancy. And it's just a matter of, and this is the same advice if you're not pregnant, take baby steps, build up slowly. Don't do a giant leap to the next thing. You know, we're not going to expect you to be sedentary and then doing a CrossFit program, you know, like take baby steps. But everything that you do, whether it's the food you're eating, the stress, the exercise, are all going to be passed on to that baby. So the healthier you are, it's truly a gift that's going to last for a very long time.
Awesome. Fantastic. I really love that. Now, so what if a woman has never really exercised regularly and she really wants to kind of get it together, right? What is a good platform for being able to achieve and then sustain a healthy level of taking good care of oneself, both in terms of fitness, nutrition, you know, as she courses through this journey of prenatal, natal, and then postnatal?
Well, of course, I'm going to say work with your doctor, and I would love for moms to be able to join a Fit for Baby class, but that is not necessarily possible for all moms.
Well, tell us what a Fit for Baby class is all about. What is it about?
Well, our Fit for Baby class is our prenatal fitness class, and it is a total body workout. It's cardio, it's strength, it's core. Pam, you and I could go take that workout, not pregnant, and still go, wow, that was a really great workout. And one of the things that I'm so proud of, it's not only a scientifically based workout, which really takes into account the changes that happen during pregnancy. Let's face it, there are so many women out there who do train like athletes and are very active, and then they become pregnant and they're like, well, what am I supposed to do? And the only thing that's available to them is prenatal yoga. And I'm a fan of prenatal yoga. I did it myself. But if you're a really active person, that's probably not all you want to do. So our Fit for Baby classes are classes that you can start at any trimester, and it truly does take into account what's going on at that age and stage of pregnancy. And you got to remember that a woman's body will change more in 9 months of pregnancy than a man's will in his entire life. So there's a lot of education going on in the class to help you understand the anatomical changes, the hormonal changes, and, you know, all the books that you read are all about what's going on with your baby, and that's wonderful, but how about what's going on with mama and helping mom understand what's going on with her body, because that's who's really carrying that baby.
All right. Now, I would say a lot of women are just not in great shape, right?
Yep.
And, you know, sadly, I have to say that, but I mean, you know, I think I'm right, and I know the statistics out there back that up as well. So if that's true, what if a woman says, I'm just so overwhelmed, you know, I'm pregnant, you know, I've never really taken great care of myself. It's just, I'm just trying to get through the day back and forth. What's a simple way for them to begin to address this, take good, better care of themselves, at the same time, deal with the pregnant overwhelm place?
Well, it's funny because my book is not a prenatal book. It's really for moms at any stage of motherhood. But there's a part in the book that I think applies to everyone here. And it's something I call a baby step workout. It's really about just making small baby steps to wherever you want to go. So take into account how you feel right now. Can you go take a 20-minute walk? How are you feeling? And we give you a download in the book where it's really, you can do it on a graph sheet of paper. Write down where you're at for these different things. Maybe some basic core exercises, a basic squat exercise, maybe a plank exercise. And it's different for prenatal versus postnatal. How many squats can you do? And so really basic movement. And then every time you work out, so let's say you try to do that 3 to 5 times a week, see if you can increase by 1%. Can you add one more repetition? Can you add another second in that plank? And imagine where you will be a year from now. It's very much that Japanese Kaizen approach. I think with fitness, people try to do too much, too hard, too fast. The challenge with the industry that you and I work in, as far as fitness goes, is there are so many things people can do to change their health. They can eat more vegetables, cut down their sugar, change their portion size. The list goes on and on and on. And instead, just to go, you know what, here's three things I'm going to work on right now and build it into a habit. And I know your book, The Hunger Fix, talks a lot about building habits, and I'm such a big fan of that.
Right.
So it doesn't matter if you're pregnant or not pregnant, find a few things that will really make a difference, make baby steps. And when you're ready to add on a new habit, that's when you do so.
Well, you know, I want to make sure women out there know that The Empowered Mama is a hands-on workbook for overwhelmed moms who want to really reclaim their happiness by cultivating more balance, control, and purpose in life. And, you know, I love the issue of a workbook because, first of all, you know, women need to think this through. Take a moment, grab that pen, as it were, and then just sort of say, wow, I wasn't really thinking about that. Let me see if I can do some homework. That's why I think workbook, homework, you know, it's giving me something to do here. And I love that. What if a woman now is a mom and she's always kind of never taken care of herself? She's now a year out. She still hasn't dropped most of the body of the baby weight. And she's feeling hopeless, helpless, and defeated. Right. And she's hearing you about the baby steps, but she doesn't trust that this is ever going to get us anywhere. Meanwhile, she sees all these ads for drop weight quickly. Here,
I know.
Have some of this, you know. So what do you tell her? Come on, you're a mom and you get it. And so how do you comfort her and bring her on board with where you're coming from?
Yeah, I mean, I have clients on a daily basis asking me about the latest cleanse, keto diet, you name it, things that you and I know have been around for a really long time. And I would say, well, how's that working for you? Like, do you know anyone who's done that long term? And most don't. You know, they're fads and trends and they sell. And nobody wants to know the truth. The truth is, make better choices. Start eating foods that will fuel you. Get rid of the processed chemical crap that we have in our pantries and our refrigerators. It's not how we want to raise our kids. I truly believe that the foods we're eating are killing our children. And look at motherhood as a gift, not only to yourself, but that you're going to pass on. If you don't want your kids drinking soda, if you don't want them having the, well, can I say the S word? Well, a chemical shit storm. I don't know if I can say that on your podcast. If you don't want
I didn't hear anything, did you?
Yeah, okay, good. Yeah, I might get beeped out. But if you don't want them eating that crap, then we get to model that. And it ends up being this great gift for us because it gets us, like, I never ate as healthy, even as a fitness professional, until I became a mom, till I became pregnant, because I knew that every single thing I was doing was going to be passed on. So, but you and I both know the food stuff is great, but until we get around our head and why we are choosing to eat those foods, you can't address anything. So most of the book, Empowered Mama, has nothing to do with, very little to do with food and very little to do with fitness. It really starts with helping moms figure out what's most important to you, realigning with the values in your life, realigning with how to take control of your time, and how to schedule what I would like to think of as like your minimum effective dose for health into your life.
Wow. Minimum effective dose for health.
Speaking
that's
doctor
fascinating.
Language. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, oh my gosh, you know, you're starting to freak me out here. You know, that's an interesting way to put it. You know, we always think of minimum effective dose for an antibiotic or, you know,
I know,
but for your health, you know, it's a way of flipping it around. You know, women, God bless us all. We tend to be perfectionists, extremists. Mm-hmm. So if you're either all in or you're not, and if you can't do it perfectly, you don't do it at all, or you just sort of throw in the towel and call it a day. And, you know, it's really fascinating, Lisa. Men do exactly the opposite. What they tend to say instead, I'm not even kidding you, is they'll say, what's the minimum I need to do to get the optimal result? Now, I love that. See, I'm all
too
about that one. And which means that if you could get at least the minimum down, which means that, you know, how about those 10,000 steps a day? How about being able to do some very simple yoga stretches that just plain feel great? How about some strength training throughout the week, here, there, and everywhere, even if it's a moment here and there using body weight? You don't have to be running off to some expensive club or something.
That's right.
But that's what guys do. And women tend to tee it up like it's some kind of perfectionistic exercise. It's like, no, girlfriend, step back. See, perfectionism equals paralysis. You know, nobody's perfect here. You're human beings, for crying out loud. We have rotten days and we got good days, and God bless, right? So at the end of the day, what we're really looking for here is the ability to just put together something that is humanistic, compassionate, forgiving, mm-hmm. but effective. Does that make
yes.
sense?
Yes, it so does. There's a metaphor in my book that I talk about. Think about when an airplane flies. So I'm in San Diego, California, and if I want to fly to New York, ideally there would be an exact track to get from San Diego to New York. But the reality is, if you talk to a pilot, they say they're off 90% of the time. They're a little over, they're a little under, a little over, a little under. They try to stay close, but they got to, you know, move around the turbulence. Eventually, most of the time, they get to New York. So I just think, where do you want to go, whether it's in your health, your wellness, your fitness? With women, we have a tendency to go way off track, to be like, I'm going to do this keto diet, this cleanse, intermittent fasting, cabbage soup, whatever, like something really extreme. And then what happens is we go really extreme on the other side of the track of binging and overeating. Instead, stay closer to the track, know where you're trying to go, and just make small adjustments. And again, those steps do add up.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't think there's any question about that. All right. So, you know, when we're looking at this whole thing with motherhood, what's reasonable in terms of this of really kind of regrouping? Let's talk about realistic expectations. Okay, you've had a baby. You mm-hmm. now have the wonderful jelly belly, right?
Yep.
Because guess what? Your belly, you know, became expansive, as mm-hmm. well it should. There might be some real fun things that went on with your hips and thighs too, because that's where the fuel comes from for breastfeeding, as you know. So now you're saying to yourself, I want to be exactly the way I was before I was pregnant. All right. What do yeah. you tell a woman? No, seriously, what do you tell a woman?
Well, first of all, your life will never be the same. So I don't know why we expect our bodies to be. We are forever changed from becoming parents. Does that mean that you won't get your body back? I see women who get in better shape than they ever have after having a baby. But certain things might not go away. Certain things, certain stretch marks, certain changes in your body. The reason why I'm such an advocate for our postpartum programs is we actually address the changes that happen in a mom's body. Because if you think about all the changes that have happened structurally, if you think about the changes that have happened with her posture, her head is jutting forward, her shoulders are forward. As you said, her abs are now stretched out because they had to grow over that uterus. Her hip flexors are short, and so her hips are forward. If a mom just jumps right back into her old workout routine, she is basically going to be building on an unsteady foundation, and she is never going to get her body back. And so the reason why I'm such a fan of a good postnatal program, obviously I'm a fan of stroller strides, but I'm sure there's other great programs out there. Work with a pelvic floor specialist, because it's not even just the stuff you mentioned. Don't forget, we've got the pelvic floor, which has done a lot of work to hold that baby in. And then if you had a vaginal birth, let that baby out. So I would say, give yourself some grace, mama. You know, it took 40 weeks to grow that beautiful baby. Give yourself time to get it back. Don't think that you need to be like some celebrity you see on television who doesn't really look like that. And, you know, it's like, I speak to all the celebrity trainers and they're like, yeah, first of all, she has a chef. She worked out with me 3 hours a day. She has nannies taking care of the baby. And even then we did a photo, you know, we photoshopped the pictures. Like, we just put such unrealistic pressure on ourselves. Small changes, fuel your body with good food that's going to give you the energy that you need, and take care of be selfish. Take care of yourself, because it's the best gift you can give to your kids.
Excellent. I absolutely love that. It's very, very empowering. And you know, it works for me just to listen to you put this in context, and I bet it makes women out there feel very, very, hopeful that, you know, they can make it through this. They're not alone. And I think that women out there should really get into this. So we've been talking to Lisa Druxman, that's Druxman, The title of her book is The Empowered Mama, How to Reclaim Your Time and Yourself While, oh boy, Raising That Happy, Healthy Family. Now, Lisa, could you tell our wonderful Her podcast listeners the best website or so to be able to learn more about Fit for Mom and how to be able to get engaged with everything from stroller strides to Fit for Baby and Body Back, all the rest of these, the classes, etc.? Tell us all about how to do that.
My pleasure. It's really easy. Go to fitformom.com to find a location near you. We've got Fit for Baby, Stroller Strides, Body Back. We have a blog, a podcast. We really, our goal is to be the voice of wellness at every stage of motherhood. We believe in the power of moms. We believe in strength in motherhood. So it's not that we need strength for motherhood. It's the strength we have when we come together. And we also have some great book bonuses at empoweredmamabook.com.
Ah, okay. Fantastic. Well done. So when you say fit for mom, that's F-I-T, then the numeral four, and then mom, M-O-M, just to make sure
you.
Fit for mom. Oh, Lisa, thank you so, so much for being on the Her podcast.
You.
Boy, did we learn a lot about that empowered mama. Thank you, Lisa.
Thanks so much, Dr. Peek.
All right. And everyone out there in Her podcast land, remember to catch every episode of Her. Just hit subscribe on iTunes or on our show page at RadioMD.com. And then just take a few seconds and rate and review this podcast, because we had a ball today with Lisa Druxman talking about The Empowered Mama. Why I love to read these rates and reviews. Want to hear from you. Feedback is golden. I'm Dr. Pam Peek. Follow me on Twitter at PamPeekMD. And you could also check out our Her Show page at RadioMD.com for all of our past episodes. Thanks for listening and stay well.